We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy Football Watch Party Supply Headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU Football, Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card, true to your money, and by OG&E. We energize life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, and a good Monday evening to everyone, and thanks for listening. Hope the week is off to a good start despite the crazy weather. Boy, aren't we glad we played Saturday and not today. Goodness. Well, we've got a big game coming up on Saturday, and the good news, as far as the weather is concerned, it may be ideal as it was on Saturday. Temperature around 60 degrees, the forecast high as the Cowboys welcome Texas to Boone Pickett Stadium, and OSU on another great day to play football this past Saturday, a very impressive win over the Iowa State Cyclones. So the number six Cowboys just keep trucking along, but obviously a very important game coming up with Texas this weekend. We'll take a break, come back. Coach Gundy is here. We'll start our conversation when we return in a moment. It's the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships, as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
At Toyota, today's the day to score a great deal. That means today's the day to take a ride in your thrilling new Camry. To scale new heights in your powerful new RAV4 Hybrid. To go as far as the road will take you with your new Highlander Hybrid. Today's the day to save on all your favorites, like Toyota Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Highlander, and more. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Head into your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Participating dealers only. Event ends November 2nd.
We at OCT Equipment are open and here to help keep your construction equipment up and running. Our commitment to our customers and fellow Oklahomans won't waver. With our Case Construction Equipment trained team of service and parts, you can be sure your equipment stays in peak operating condition 24/7. Powerful, professional, proven. That's Case and OCT Equipment. Visit OCTEQUIPMENT.com to learn more. OCT Equipment and Case, helping build Oklahoma since 1953.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to start saving money using the MyPhillips 66 app, here's a hint. The perfect time is anytime. You can start saving now. Or, you know, just wait until the next time you need gas. Whatever time is your right time, start using the MyPhillips 66 app to save up to 25 cents per gallon. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay within the MyPhillips 66 app. Select payment methods may apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2021.
You will have a howling good time when you stop by Stone Wolf Casino, located at exit 37 off the Cimarron Turnpike between Tulsa and Stillwater. On game day or any other day, the casino and bar staff is friendly and there to help keep you safe while you play. Whether you want to fill up your tank at the Travel Plaza, fill up your belly at Mazio's Go, or fill up your pockets with winnings, Stone Wolf Casino is the place to be. Stone Wolf Casino, a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics.
The Oklahoma State family always stands strong in the face of adversity. Now local patients are counting on Cowboys to boost the blood supply. Oklahoma Blood Institute needs our help. Premature babies, children with cancer, and trauma patients can't wait for life-saving blood. Give blood with the Oklahoma Blood Institute and support the needs of patients right here in Oklahoma. Show how Cowboys care. Make your appointment to donate blood today. Call 877-340-8777 or go to obi.org.
If someone ranked you number one at what you do, would you brag about it? Maybe just a little? Well, Forbes magazine ranked Communication Federal Credit Union the number one credit union in the state of Oklahoma. So maybe, like you, we brag a little.
We're number one!
Number one may be the loneliest number for some, but not for Communication Federal. Our 95,000 members are along for the ride, too. Join us and see why. Communication Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The deli at Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins just keeps getting better and better. You'll see a lot of folks coming in for breakfast. Ampride's got fresh, hot biscuits and gravy, breakfast croissants, or biscuits with your choice of bacon, sausage, egg, and cheese. And they've got fresh breakfast pastries like apple fritters, cinnamon rolls, filled long johns or twists, bear claws, and donuts. Get a great breakfast to go or eat in. And Ampride's just as good when it's lunch or supper time. Ampride Travel Plaza at the intersection of Highways 177 and 33.
It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College on a Monday. Hope you're staying warm and hope you're not having ice. I know some of you are. And hopefully it'll be short-lived. By the time Saturday gets here, that'll all be gone, we're told, and we'll have more normal weather. One thing that's becoming very normal here in 2020 in the year of the abnormal is Oklahoma State winning. Happened again Saturday with a 24-21 win over Iowa State at the stadium. And Coach Gundy is with us. And we were talking about this during the TV show, but one thing that stood out, I think, to everyone watching was when Iowa State answered with anything, your team answered right back. And there's something pretty significant about that. And not every team does that. You think they do, but they really don't.
As we were talking about earlier, the one area that I was pleased with in this game was we had some good things in all three phases, and we had some adversity in all three phases. And we fought through it by helping each other. So defensively, we gave up a couple big plays. One of them was a big play for a touchdown. And offensively, we came back and answered. Offensively, we turned the ball over. One time we gave them the ball down in there tight, and another time really pretty tight, kind of. And defense answered. A couple times we sacked them, pushed them all the way out of field goal range, and I think they attempted it and missed it.
Right, they did.
So, and then special teams, we stubbed our toe for the first time. We didn't have a very good snap, and the kick, you know, wasn't very good to start the game. Those are always concerns. And we kind of rallied around it and fixed it. So what you're saying is correct, and that's good for a football team. It's like having a game where both teams are exhausted, and it's a back and forth game, and in the end you win. Your team learns to persevere and fight through and win and overcome adversity. Now, they're no fun during the game, but
yeah,
it makes your team better, in my opinion. So we improved ourselves a little bit as a football team based on the way that we were able to fight back and answer, like you just said.
How did Spencer Sanders play, in your opinion?
He played good. I didn't realize until somebody told me that he hadn't played a full game in 51 weeks.
Wow. I guess that's true.
So when you think of that, I think, what is there, 52 in a year?
Yeah, it's been a year.
So it's been a year since he's played a full game.
Wow.
And people can say what they want, but there's a little bit of rhythm involved to play in that position. He's still young. He played how many full games last year? Like, what, six?
Yeah, I think six.
And then he's played the first quarter this year. That's it. So he's only played not even in seven games. People don't realize that, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't realize how limited in experience he is.
See, he's been here. It seemed like he's been here a long time. It's just like with Ellinger. It's like we've played him like 10 years.
Right.
He's still here. Well, Spencer went through the redshirt year, and then he had last year and this year, but he's only played in seven games. So he's not even – well, he would just be what would be halfway of 1 year. So we have to be a little careful with the way we handle him or the way people handle him in, you know, outside of our camp. Now, we're going to handle him how we want inside of our camp, but he's just played in seven or eight games.
Right.
And he did a lot of really good things, particularly when something bad happens, he makes something good happen. And there's times that we wish he would have made a little different read. I mentioned this after the game when we were talking. The first interception he just threw a bad ball. That can be rust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a throw that he's going to hit a lot. Tylan Wallace is pretty much wide open. The guy that intercepted the ball was 10 yards away from him. His other interception they threw was a poor decision he made based on the play we had called, based on the coverage that they gave us on the play we had called. So those things he needs to make the adjustment on. But in the end, he made enough plays, and some of them when there wasn't a play there. You know, we had a debatable holding call on Wallace there at the end of the game where he rushes in from, what, 15 yards and scores a touchdown. And that kind of would have, in most cases, that would have been the end. Because with the amount of time left on the clock, been really difficult for them to score, get the ball back, and then score again versus have to kick a field goal. Big difference, as you know.
Sure, of course.
So he did okay.
So obviously you have a defense that's been playing great. You have a quarterback with limited experience, but he is very athletic and elusive. I don't want to dive too deep into this, but to what extent does that allow you to be, I don't know if cautious is the word, conservative is not the word, but a bit careful in how you do things offensively, knowing that he can do things on the improv, he can do things in a quarterback run game, and you have a defense that's playing really well. My question is, how does that affect the offensive temperament, what you're trying to achieve?
Well, we have to be smart, I guess, is the term that you and I are trying to come up with. Because we're never going to be cautious here.
Right. That's why I didn't want to say that word.
Yeah. It's but we have to be smart based on where we're at. We still have two offensive linemen that have played in three games in their life for the most part. That's two out of five, I think, is 40%. So 40% of your offensive line's never played. I think that math's pretty close.
Yeah. And it would be.
That's one of the issues we're having is we bring them along, so you don't give them too much. They try to adjust to the physicality of and the fatigue of being an offensive lineman in this conference in conference play. So we got to be a little careful of overloading them, And then as Spencer comes along, find a way for him to get the ball to the players that we have, which are enough of them that can score points. We've got enough skill guys that are all over the field and in the backfield that can score points. So that's where we're at right now as a team. And Coach Dunn and our staff has to do a good job of finding that gray area, that right spot that gives us the best chance to have success and minimize mistakes on game day.
There were a lot of other years where if you were under these circumstances, especially with the offensive line as it was and an inexperienced quarterback, you probably wouldn't have a very easy feeling each week because you didn't have the defense you have now. I mean, so that has to change. I don't know if comfort is the word, but that has to change your comfort each week knowing that, hey, you know, that group can win games for us, and that's not been true in all of your years here and probably not in several of them.
So that's the management part that becomes my job is, unlike what maybe most people think, including my 16-year-old, that you don't do anything during the week. You don't coach in practice. You don't do anything on game day. You just stand there. The management part of of our team Monday through Friday and on Saturday, based on who we are as a football team and all the different things you talked about, where we at on special teams, our punter, our field goal kicker, our coverage units, quarterback experience, O-line experience, skill player level, strength of what we can do on both sides of the ball, blitzing, zone coverages, pass rush. That's my job, really, to be able to put all that together and come up with a formula that allows us to make decisions on all the different areas during the game. Do you go for fourth and one? You go for fourth and two? All the different things. That's where I have to try to make quality decisions based on who we are, and it varies. So, you know, in 08, 09, 10 really, because we were so good in 10, I can't remember, 10 or 11, one of those years we started 10-0.
Yeah, it was, you started 10-0 and 11, and the year before that, I guess, 7 or 8-0, whatever it was,
yeah,
before we lost to Nebraska.
In those years, we were a really experienced, physical offensive line. So fourth and short didn't mean anything to me. We'd go for it.
Right.
And our quarterback, Zach was an experienced player. And then when we had the team that finished in the Fiesta Bowl, well, you were so good, it doesn't matter. Fourth down didn't matter to you then any. I mean, I don't know how many fourth and three or fours or fives we went for that year, quite a few.
Yeah. You didn't have to go for many. You were so good, you didn't get there very often.
Yeah. So, you know, so that's where you are. You know, we went for a fourth and two Saturday. But we haven't gone for a lot of those just because we don't have a lot of experience in that position right now. But we did. So, it was interesting with Matt's approach, Matt Campbell, head coach at Iowa State. He had, probably four fourth and three or less. And I think two fourth and ones. And he didn't go for any of them with a three tight end offense. That surprised me a little bit. So it just proves how far off base you can be when you think you have it figured out. Coming into the game, I thought that if they got in fourth and ones and twos, they're going for it unless they're backed up inside their own 40. Mm-hmm. And he chose not to. He punted. And now they they punted well overall, because their punter boomed the ball further than he had this year. But they weren't really good on placement punting like we were in this game. But for whatever reason, you know, at some point, whenever, you know, I'm farming and he's doing whatever he does other than coach, I'd like to know why he didn't feel like that he could go for those fourth and shorts with the style of offense he had, because their running back's a good player. And their offensive line is good, and they got big tight ends. So you're a gap or two short as a defense when you play a team that lines up like they do because of the body mass. So their tight ends are big guys, and because they also flex them out, kind of like what we do, you can't just substitute defensive linemen, because you might sub guys in and they walk them out. Now
right.
you don't. Now you don't have cover down
guys.
Sunk.
Yeah.
So when you look at body mass, you know they're dealing with 240, 50, 60 pound guys on the edge, and we have safeties and corners that are walking up trying to play on the edge. So you've already lost from a body mass standpoint there on short yardage.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess a lot of respect for your defense, obviously, but. And I know their offensive line had really shuffled around. They lost mm-hmm. their starting left guard that they liked, and they've kind of plugged guys and moved guys around. I mean, obviously, they have their reasons. I don't know if that factored into it or not, but you're right. It was surprising. I think everybody was a little caught off guard by that. Sort of staying in that theme of decision making, under these circumstances, do you have to be even more conscientious of momentum? I mean, in other words, making sure as you're. As we've learned here, it seems like when your offense is going well and your defense isn't great, at least just from my vantage point as a glorified fan, you feel like, oh, we always got a chance to win. We can outscore them. But if your offense can't score, you might as well just stay in bed because it doesn't feel like you have a snowball's chance mm-hmm. in heck of beating anybody.
Right.
And your defense is playing well. So that is what they're dealing with going against your defense. So with that in mind, do you really have to be more conscientious of, okay, let's kind of gauge the momentum here and what would be the outcomes if we took a chance, whatever?
Well, that's all the different things that we just talked about that Coach Herman and myself and Matt and everybody has to take, and I'm guessing they do the same thing I do, take into account. And Coach Saban, somebody sent me a clip or a text or something of Coach Saban from Alabama saying that he's finally conceded that in college football you win on offense, not on defense.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That he had said that after their game. A few days ago, either that or it was a falsified text that somebody sent to try to make me feel better. But anyway, he had said that it's just changed so much based on the rules, and it was interesting. One of the reasons that he gave was because the majority of really good skill players are all playing on offense in high school. So when they're getting recruited, on offense, not defense. Mm-hmm. And he'd use the example of a couple receivers that he had. You know, I guess they had, three guys drafted in the first two rounds last year. He said, what kind of corner do you think he would have been? You know, like what kind of corner would Tylan Wallace be? Probably pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, Tylan Wallace is a physical football player. For a wideout.
Sure.
Well, I mean, he can do all the other things. He can turn his hips, he can flip, he can run, he's got good savvy, and he can take the ball at the highest point. Probably be a pretty good corner. So, anyway, the point being is that what you're saying is correct. It's a little different, but as we look across the country with the style of play, and even in the NFL, like last night when I get home and watch the second half of Cliff with the Cardinals.
Right.
He's integrated his college style of offense with what they do in the NFL, and he's gotten into a mix there. I'm sure what he's comfortable with. He's pretty good at it. They're 5-2 in the toughest division in the NFL is what people tell me. And then if you look at other teams, they're playing with college offenses. And you know, one of the biggest shockers, if you watch the Raiders are playing – almost college style of offense now, and Gruden's there, and Gruden's been a under the center grinder, you know, forever, or so-called West Coast, but not what they're doing now. I just noticed them a while back.
They make me think about you sometimes a few years ago, because against Kansas City, they just slinged it deep and just hit big play after big play play. Looked like what you did with Mason and James.
So people now are making that adjustment. And so that answers your question on what's happening, and it's interesting because as of now, we're playing a little differently because we've had so much success on defense. Now, we're going to know a lot more in 3 weeks. We had a real challenge last week, and we have a real challenge this week because you have good skill, and you have a quarterback that's a runner. He's a legitimate runner if he chooses to be a runner. And then they design runs for him, which makes it more difficult. And he's 225 pounds, and he'll compete. So this is a real challenge for our defense. you know, at some point they're going to probably stub their toe. I hope it, they don't, but, you know, it's hard to play defense in this league and just be consistent and dominant every weekend. At some point, you know, you might not have as good a weekend. Well, offensively and special teams, better find a way to make up for it, because in the end, we got to find a way to win the games.
You were talking about rules. Is it safe to say that if this rule were changed, it would have the greatest impact on offense in college football? And it's this one, the 3 yards downfield rule. In the NFL, linemen can be downfield a yard. In college football, it's three. If they change that rule to the NFL rule of 1 yard instead of three, how much of an impact on offense would that have?
Significant. Well, that's a huge, that's a, whatever the average points scored are across the NFL per weekend, there's, I think, 32 teams, right? Mm-hmm. 16 games, you know, forget open weeks. Let's just say there's 16 games. And if you take the 32 offenses and you average their scores together, and the NFL could be like, what, 23 points or something probably?
Yeah, probably.
If they were to implement that, it'd be 35.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That big a change?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'd be huge. It would take the numbers up double digits, in my opinion, because it's so hard to cover receivers in the NFL anyway, and it could potentially force defenses to play a lot more man coverage than they are, which then means more big plays. So that would be a huge swing, in my opinion.
We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Although the COVID-19 pandemic presented its own set of unique challenges, Bank First employees remain available on-site to meet your individual banking and lending needs. Stillwater's interactive teller machines provide teller service without physical contact, and we're pleased to report that our Payroll Protection Program loans funded payroll checks for more than 3,000 Payne County residents. For 120 years, we have been here when Stillwater needs us. Now and always, Bank First remains loyal to Stillwater and you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's check off some of the reasons to stop by Ampride Travel Plaza in Perkins. 24-hour pay at the pump, Cinex top-tier gas? Check. Big clean bathrooms and you don't need a key? Check. Your favorite six-point beers and a good selection of wines? Check. Deli Fresh BLTs, breakfast biscuits and pastries, right off the grill burgers, and right out of the fryer onion rings, fries, okra, mushrooms, and much more? Check. Lottery tickets and scratchers? Check. All this and more at Ampride Travel Plaza. Check them out in Perkins.
Planning to go to college soon? The NOC OSU Gateway Program provides students with a small campus feeling and big campus resources. Students have access to resources like the Colvin Center, the Edmund Lowe Library, transit systems, university housing, athletics, and more. For more information, stop by 615 North Monroe or visit us at gateway.okstate.edu. We're Northern Oklahoma College, and this is how we do life-changing in Cowboy Country.
Chris's University Spirit on Campus Corner in Stillwater, Oklahoma is proud to be your one-stop cowboy shop since 1986 and proud sponsor of cowboy football. We specialize in custom-printed OSU apparel and merchandise and pride ourselves in giving our cowboy fans the best game day shopping experience in the state. So whether it be a new orange t-shirt or a new ball cap, we have all the gear to get your family game day ready. Come see us at the corner of 3rd and Knobloch on historic Campus Corner, and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Remember, you can shop 24/7 at chrisuniversityspirit.com, and thanks to all of our loyal and true customers.
Season after season, it's a great place to be a fan. But some of us don't want to just watch. We want to be in the game. Mercy's hip replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about hip replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/cowboysortho. Visit mercy.net/cowboysortho. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
Whether it's showing off your scoring celebration, performing your pregame rituals, or never washing your game day attire, you're committed to your favorite team. But there's a better way to show your commitment. Getting home safely and showing up for the next one is a plan ahead. If you drink during the game, have a ride ready for after the game. And remember, never drink and drive. A message from NDUI and the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show. As we get ready for Texas on Saturday, we'll kick off at 3 and we'll begin our pregame coverage at 1 o'clock. You know, we were sort of talking offensive football a little bit. Would you have imagined, when you first got into coaching, left college, that you would evolve the way you have offensively, that we would end up in the world of a spread offense and then all the different things that have sort of come out of that? I mean, would you have ever imagined it going where it's gone offensively, you know, gosh, 30 years ago? Would you have ever imagined that?
Well, the Cowboys were innovative with shotgun. I think they were the team that started it. So I'm talking about Dallas.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And then in college, the next big move was the guys that were spreading people out and snapping it in shotgun and throwing it 50 times a game.
Yeah, like Houston, I guess.
Well, Valdosta State.
Yeah.
You can go that far back. And then, Houston run and shoot.
Run and shoot, yeah.
Yeah, run and shoot was under the center. So you're right. That came next. Okay, because it used to be Vera and Wishbone, and then the shotgun, and then the run and shoot was the spread from under the center, and then somebody figured out, why are we under the center? We can direct snap it, and the quarterback's already 5 yards deep, and his eyes are downfield, so on and so forth. So then that went in. Then somebody came up with, and I think, I'm going to be real careful of who to give credit for this and who not to, but West Virginia back in, that would have been the 90s, the late 90s.
Yeah, Coach Nalen was there.
When was his last year?
Coach Nalen would have been done, mid-2000s maybe?
Okay, so mid-2000s they brought in Rich.
Rich Rod, yeah.
Okay. Rich, I think, deserves credit for read zone, in my opinion.
Okay.
I don't know. Don't really care. He was the one that was running it effectively and using the quarterback. Remember, he had those really fast kids?
Yes, he did.
And they were smoking people's doors for 3 or 4 years because nobody could catch him. They were doing it out of split backs. I think he gets a lot of credit for that, in my opinion. Maybe he got it from somebody else. I'm not sure. I just know that when he started doing it, I started paying attention to it, and I thought, wow, that's a pretty good concept because it's basically option football from the gun. The next thing that happened was teams started using bubbles and quick screens in the flat off of the zone play. So you had the zone read or throw it out into the flat real quick. Then that caught fire, and most teams started using that. The next big movement was RPOs, and I'm fairly certain that we invented those.
I'm sure you did.
We were in the offensive meeting years ago, and we said that we needed to be able to run every play in our system with one word, call Badger, and Badger is a play. Everybody runs up there, and we run it fast. And we were having success with the read zone or throw it out in the flat real quick, and then teams started defending that. So we said, well, that's not working any good anymore. Now we need to be able to run a play where receivers don't catch the ball behind the line. They run real pass routes, but we need to run block it. Because if you run block it, then your eye violators, which are your backers and your invert players and safeties, they can't decide whether to hit a gap because they have a gap or defend the pass. So we said, okay, we're going to run plays where the quarterback's going to read a certain player and he's either going to hand it off or he's going to throw the ball based on what that guy does down the field. And that's where we started running all those RPOs. I say all those. We started with about two. And then after that year and then the next year, we had, maybe 10 or 12 different ways to run RPOs. And then our assistants did what I asked them not to do, which is go clinic and tell people what we do. And within a year, everybody was doing it. And then 2 years later, the NFL started peeping into it. They started to do a little bit of it. And then now what would be 5 years later, I don't know if there's an NFL team that doesn't do it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been the transition of what's happened over, in my opinion, over the last 30 years in offensive football.
Yeah. You should have given those assistant coaches some cash instead of, tell you what, I'll pay you to go on vacation, but you'd make it clinic.
Yeah,
go talk to those people.
They can't stand it, you know. And then, you know, the other thing, the truth of the matter is people watch us on tape and they figure it out. And that's what happened. The NFL, whether they like to admit it or not, they watch college players. They get all the tape. And the coaches like Andy Reid at Kansas City, I mean, I don't know Andy – and I haven't discussed this with him, but I'm guessing he watches a lot of college tape and he writes plays down, because the plays that he's running, you know, I have seen those run in college 6-8 years ago.
Yeah.
And you know, he's got the recruiting for that, right? They took Pat Mahomes, they took Tyreek. They take guys that fit that system and they start running the same kind of concepts, and it's just gotten scattered all over the country.
It's interesting, as you walked through sort of that evolving nature of offensive football at the collegiate level, what stood out to me was really everything you described is basically option in one way, shape, or form. We go all the way back to Don Faroe at the University of Missouri in the 40s when he watched basketball and said, I got to figure out how to get a 2-on-1 in football, just like you see in basketball. It all goes back. It's option football, is it not? I mean, it's just different ways to apply the same thought.
It is. It's the, you know, spread the floor and one-on-one in basketball, or the give-and-go, the two-man game in basketball. It's the same thing in football. And so football is a game that's won by leverage and angles in every phase, offense, defense, or special teams. So, you know, even special teams, people say, well, what are you talking about? Well, if I'm a coverage guy, I've got to cut the guy off that's blocking me, and I've got to put him on my back to get to the ball carrier so he's in a clip zone. And then if I'm trying to block a guy, I have to play basketball with him. I've got to get between him and the ball carrier, just like you do the guy with the basketball and the goal. I got to stay in between those two guys. So that's angles. Offensive football, unless you're really, really good, you have to find ways to create an angle where you can block down or get 2-on-1, come off late, create leverage and angles so you can be advantageous in rushing the football. And defensively, you have to do the opposite. You got to try to get in formations and structures to where you don't get blocked down on and you don't get double teamed at the point of attack, where it becomes a one-on-one game to where you can lock a guy out in a gap, shed a blocker, and then go make a play.
Yeah.
So it goes all the way back to, I think Vince Lombardi was, man, this is a game of blocking and tackling, and it's also a game of leverage and angles. And I know that was said by Bear Bryant, because Coach Thurman, who's one of our analysts here that's been coaching for 45 years, gave it to me on a little index card about 3 years ago or 2 years ago, and I keep it on. He said that football is blocking and tackling and is a game of leverage and angles. And it whether you're in spread or your wishbone, it's dead on. That's what football is.
So with the changes, does that change at all? I don't know that I want to say the physicality of the game, but does it change at all the type of player that is effective now compared to 20 years ago? Or because it's all the things you just described, it doesn't really matter. It's still the same. Does it change?
It shouldn't, but it has. If you're not careful, we went through a little bit of this after the year that we ended up third in the country. We were so good on the perimeter, and we were so good in the backfield, and our quarterback was so good, and really our offensive line, that we could do just about whatever we wanted. And so you lose a little bit of perspective on fundamentals, blocking, and we rolled over into the next year, and we obviously weren't as good because we lost a lot of really good football players. And we almost got to a point where we were what I call soft. So we really had to work hard to get back to being a physical football team, whether we were in spread or whether we were in two tight ends. And you can do that. That's coaching. That's my responsibility. That's coordinator responsibility. That's offensive line coach responsibility. That's the defense coordinator responsibility and defensive line coaches, linebacker coaches. No matter what the sets are, you can't allow them to become soft. If you become a soft football team, in my opinion, everybody's got their own opinion. In my opinion, if you're a soft football team, you're in trouble. I don't care what you do, offensively or defensively. So we got caught in that trap a little bit until we figured out the reason we were soft was because we started spreading out a lot. And then if you don't watch it, you don't do a lot of run blocking, drill work, and run defend run D-line and O-line stuff in practice, because that's not what you do a lot. So if your plays are limited, if you say, okay, we have three running schemes instead of seven running schemes, we don't need to work them as much, then you're getting that percentage less of plays, and so you end up soft.
Interesting.
If you're not careful. That's what happened to us. And now, we were fortunate that we overcame it quickly, still won a bunch of games over those years. But now we try not to be soft on either side of the ball, no matter what style of play that we have.
So now, probably before you go down any path as far as changes are concerned, having gone through that and learned that lesson, now you're probably thinking about, okay, what are the unexpected side effects of this?
Sure.
Because now you've been through it, and you probably had no idea that would be a side effect, but it was.
Well, in the numbers game, Dave, we talk about it all the time in sports. It's a numbers game, and so we have a set number of reps in the spring practices and in August practices and then during the season practices that we're going to rush the football against the defense, and that we're going to rush the football against the scout team or defend the rush against the scout team. And that doesn't change anymore. I don't care what we do, what style of play we have. And so that's what we've done here to counter that, to make sure that we never get in a situation where we become a soft football team.
We'll take a break, come back with more after this. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
A little bit of sweet and a whole lot of heat. Rahm's new sweet and spicy Gouda burger is packed with mouth-watering flavor. We start with a fresh-baked artisan multigrain bun, top it with a sizzling burger patty and bacon, add a little mayo, and then throw on the heat with apple habanero barbecue sauce and jalapenos. Oh, and we can't forget the smoked Gouda cheese melted to perfection. Brahms Sweet and Spicy Gouda Burger, available for a limited time at Brahms.
Behind the goalie's net or in front of the set, there's nothing like watching the action on the ice. But some of us want to be in the game, too. Mercy's knee replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about knee replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/OSU guide. Visit mercy.net/OSU guide. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America, working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of Steel gasoline-powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown! Oh, man!
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted! He's going to score!
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it! Touchdown!
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
Calling all Cowboy fans. Right now, receive $150 when you open a new MidFirst Bank Live Free checking account. Also, register your MidFirst debit or credit card for a chance to win the ultimate watch party set with everything you need to host your own OSU football game watch party, plus $250. Head to midfirst.com/live250 for more details. Offer ends December 31st. No purchase necessary. MidFirst Bank. True to your money. Member FDIC.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show tonight. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us and join our conversation about Cowboy football with OSU head coach Mike Gundy. Let's talk Texas. Just some first takes on Texas from you.
Oh, traditional Texas. I mean, number of four, five-star recruits that they get. They're always big. They're always going to look the part. They can run. They've got skill. Everybody knows about Ellinger. He's, what you and I talked about earlier, seems like we've played him like 10 times, and he's got the demeanor. I'm an outsider looking in. I don't know, but he's got the demeanor you look for in a quarterback. He stays pretty composed. He competes. He's 220 pounds. He's a tough guy. He likes to play football. He's not scared to run. It's always difficult when you compete against a young man like that. Defensively, little new this year, a 4-2-5 look. You know, the last few years we've played them, they were played us mainly in a three down, so it's a little bit different this year. But other than that, you know, it's what people would think from Texas when they come in here. So we'll have to have a really good week of practice, good plans on both sides of the ball, be simple as possible, not get out of our box. Good on special teams, make good decisions from a penalty standpoint, and then it comes down to turnovers, you know, turnovers. Yeah. and limit big plays and find a way to make a few big plays on offense.
You were talking about their defense. For some period of time, they were pretty exotic in that they mm-hmm. did a lot of different things. Is that still the case?
Not really. They're a little more base, for lack of a better term, than what they have been over the last few years. Exotic was a good term for them. More of the 4-2-5 concept, and you know, playing some quarters and press quarters, and they'll roll to three. They'll blitz you, but less exotic than what they have been. That is correct.
Offensively, Mike Yurcich is now their offensive mm-hmm. coordinator, and he was your offensive coordinator for several years. What's been his impact on what they're doing offensively?
They've it looks like that they've kind of integrated his philosophy and what I'm guessing was what Coach Herman wants to run, particularly in the last game, more 12 personnel, more purely designed quarterback runs, power RPO concepts that they've had there for a number of years for Ellinger. So I'm seeing, you know, looks to be 70% of what people would think of Yurcich's offense, and then 30%, you know, of what was existing that they wanted to implement into the system, my guess, from an outsider looking in.
So any advantage or disadvantage one way or the other when, you know, it's pretty recent, obviously. He's only been gone a couple of years. Is there any advantage one way or the other?
Well, he knows a lot more about us than we know about them. That's for sure.
Yeah.
He knows our personnel. He knows Coach Knowles. He knows Coach Dunn. He knows he recruited Spencer Sanders.
I say he recruited a lot of the guys that are
with him for a year, and Chuba and Wallace and Jelani, and go right on down the list. Tevin and Cam and Eamon and Rodarius and Malcolm and Tyler Lacey, and he knows all of them. So it's an advantage for him compared to us, because from a personnel standpoint, he knows all those people on our team, all those players.
Do you have to be careful that you don't pay too much attention to that so you don't get out of your box?
I know you're probably thinking,
well, maybe we need to change this or that, but
there's some adjustments we have to make, and then we're cautious about making too many of them, because then you actually outsmart yourself.
Sure.
But we've gone through this. I mean, that's one of the issues we've had here, Dave, is that You know, it was Meacham that left and went and coached in this league. It was Dana that left and went and coached in this league. It was Wickline that left and went and coached in this league. And then we've had a number of other guys, young guys, that have gone in their places in this league. So we've had to make adjustments. You know, Kansas was full of them. Iowa State's got them. TCU's got them. West Virginia's got them. OU's got them. Baylor's got them. Texas has got them. Texas Tech might be the only school in this league that doesn't have somebody that's been here fairly recent for the most part. So we're used to it. You know, and then we had players. We've had players that transferred in this league. We've got a guy at OU now that played here last year.
Right.
Kolar was up at Iowa State. So we've had to adjust and make decisions based on familiarity with our team, and then also try not to do so much that we can't get lined up ourselves.
Yeah, I guess in some ways you're glad your people are in demand, but it's and a lot of your guys have gone on to be head coaches.
Sure. Well, there's somebody in our media, Orange Power Studios, has a coaching tree that we have that has started here with me since my first year. I mean, obviously I'm in my 16th year now. We've had, you know, head coaches would have been Fedora, would have been Munkin, would have been Dana, would have been Beckman. That's four.
Yes.
And I don't know if there's been another one. I guess I should, but I know that's four head coaches that have come here. But the real interesting part, Dave, and I don't know if I should admit this on air, but I'm okay with it. We have had so many young coaches here that come in at age 22 and 23 that are with me for 2, 3, 4 years, some of them even longer than that, and they leave to go take a job. They get a starter job somewhere. Like J.W. Walsh is at Abilene Christian. It's just a matter of time that he's going to be somewhere else.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I'll be at home watching a game on Saturday night before I go to bed because we played earlier, or somebody on a Thursday night, they'll pan the sidelines, and I'm like, dang, I didn't even know he coached for Cincinnati right now. Now he's a D-line coach at Cincinnati. I can't keep up with all of them.
Right.
I think they said there's 75 of them.
Wow.
75 total number of coaches, head coaches, assistants, GAs, young coaches, quality controls, guys that have scattered out that are coaching now. It's in some form or fashion, with even a few of them that are in administration in the NFL. Guys that have left here and that, you know, maybe a scout or a director of scouting for, you know, the Dolphins or something like that. So I think they said it was 77 a year ago. I could be wrong, but I see it all the time. I mean, I'm like, I didn't even know he was coaching there, you know. but that's pretty cool that we're able to, because we hire a lot of young guys like that. You do some intern stuff. You've had young guys work with you, and it's cool to see them be able to go get a real job. And it's hard to keep up with all of them because if we all work at the same time, but at least you know that you're being resourceful and giving young guys a chance to go out there and get a real job.
Yeah, very impressive. Very impressive indeed. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, singing can help you remember things. So here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one.
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two.
Virtual play dates, social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three.
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together.
Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, Coach, we're out of time. We appreciate the visit. It was great to catch up. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank y'all.
That's Cowboy Head Coach Mike Gundy, and we will wrap things up after these messages. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Everywhere you go, your health care is connected to you. So it's important to choose the right health insurance provider. Whether you need coverage for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. When you choose Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, you can focus on what really matters in life. Go with Blue. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, Mutual Legal Reserve Company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug. 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on the Coach Gundy Radio Show on this Monday. Again, our plans for Saturday, it's a 3 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air at 1 o'clock with pregame coverage. And we also know that the Kansas State game will be played during the day. We don't know exactly what time. It'll either be at 11 a.m. a week from Saturday in Manhattan, Kansas against Kansas State, or at 3 o'clock a week from Saturday afternoon against K-State in Manhattan. So that'll be the plan for that. And we'll let you know once that time is confirmed, and that will happen this weekend. In the meantime, Texas Longhorns coming to Boone Pickett Stadium to take on the Cowboys. Again, we'll start things up at 1, kickoff set for 3 o'clock. A very important game, another big home game for Oklahoma State as the Cowboys try to keep their perfect record intact in pursuit of all things at this point as far as the college football table is concerned. Thanks for listening, and we'll visit with you on Saturday. For Coach Gundy, I'm Dave Huntzeiker, and this has been the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. We energize life. Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy football watch party supply headquarters. Official grocery partner of OSU football. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.